USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's announcement by Democrat Representative Max Rose of New York conceding the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican in New York City. Representative Malliotakis tells Fox News Friday why she thinks the Republicans did so well in congressional elections.
Well, I could tell you, here in New York City, and I assume in cities across America, people were really fed up with the direction the Democrats were trying to take us. In New York City, particularly, where we have Bill de Blasio, we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they've moved our city so much to the left, and you have individuals like my opponent who had rallied with the Defund the Police movement and really had just gone along with the gang. And people want to see a two-party system.
Malliotakis will represent the people of southern Brooklyn and Staten Island. Happy TGIF from all of us here at USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
As China continues to be the biggest polluter on the planet with 28% of the Earth's total greenhouse gas emissions, does it make sense for the United States to rejoin the very expensive Paris Climate Accord? National security analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant tells Fox more needs to be done to the agreement.
Well, first off, China, not America, is the climate monster. Their greenhouse gas emissions have gone up 353% since 1990, and we could rejoin, we could pay for a lot of carbon capture here, and China can ruin the planet all by themselves. We can't just go back in without a lot of preconditions and changes to that accord.
The United States is responsible for 15% of Earth's greenhouse gases. A U.S. judge on Thursday dismissed a libel lawsuit filed by President Trump against CNN over a 2019 opinion piece involving Russian interference. U.S. District Judge Michael Brown said the plaintiffs had failed to prove the piece was malicious. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Thursday Night Football puts the Colts in first place in the AFC South. Indy went into Nashville, taking down the Titans 34-17. Colts quarterback Phillip Rivers tells NFL Network it was a game of two halves.
Yeah, it was a huge win, especially coming off last week, not getting it done against the Ravens, going into this division road game. But we all felt good at halftime. They didn't slow us down in the first half. We got the three right before the half. Felt like if we drove and scored to start the half, that we would, to take the lead. We obviously get stopped on fourth and goal after about a 9-minute drive. But defense came up with some huge stops. Obviously get the block punt for a touchdown, and then we were efficient on offense all day long.
Next week, the Colts will host the Green Bay Packers. COVID-19 has issued problems for Ivy League teams. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
As positive coronavirus tests have postponed a number of college football games this weekend, one conference is canceling all sports for the next several months. The Ivy League announced Thursday that all winter sports would be canceled, shelving men's and women's basketball, wrestling, indoor track and field, swimming, and fencing. The league also postponed the start of spring sports until the end of February and won't conduct previously canceled fall sports during the spring semester. The Ivy League was the first college conference to start canceling its sports calendar when the pandemic began back in March. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Ivy League consists of eight schools that were once known as the Ancient Eight, with Harvard University dating back to 1636. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.